Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 building dedication meetings hosted at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, home of Billy Brim Ministries. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how you can get your copy of this anointed series today.
And so when David's son Solomon dedicated the temple, that magnificent temple, it was over this rock. Because the Jews needed this rock, this hamakom, this place for blood sacrifice. They could not offer blood sacrifice under every green tree. They had to have the rock for the sacrifice. And this is where the Shekinah or Shekinah glory would come. And then when Nebuchadnezzar came many years later, destroyed Solomon's temple. Many years later, King Herod came, built the temple again. It was over the rock. And it was Herod's temple where Jesus came and taught daily. It was amazing. Herod was a crazy man. In fact, they said it was safer to be his pig than to be his sons. He killed his family. But he ate kosher. And the interesting thing about Herod, he was a master genius builder. And on a 39-acre platform on Mount Moriah with the rock in the middle, he built this temple. It's recorded in history that the Shekinah or Shekinah glory never appeared in Herod's temple. It did in Solomon's, but not Herod's. It left. You can read in Ezekiel where the 14 stations of when the glory was escorted out of the temple. And the last place the glory was escorted out of the temple during Ezekiel's vision was on the Mount of Olives. But how many know that our Lord and Savior came to the Mount of Olives? Yeah. And he wept over Jerusalem. And how many know that our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, he went to the temple and he taught. And even though the Shekinah glory may not have appeared in that temple, thank God Jesus Christ was anointed by the Holy Ghost and power. And every time he was there at that temple, the Shekinah glory was teaching through him. He was a teacher. So this is what he's teaching. Are you ready? Matthew 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. So this would be on Mount Moriah, that rock. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And if you look and see these buildings, you see these stones that are as big and as large as 60 feet long. They look like mobile homes. And it's amazing when Jesus said to them in verse 2, and Jesus said to them, "See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another shall not be thrown down." Folks, Jesus was a prophet. Amazing. And then verse 3. And as he came upon where? The Mount of Olives. Now this would be about a 20-minute walk from the temple down the Kidron Valley to the Mount of Olives. And you can go there today. And it's so interesting, this is just a side note about the olive trees, they never die. And even during the time when Titus the Roman came and destroyed Jerusalem, and they would burn trees, the roots never died. And those roots were still there. And some of the trees were not destroyed, and so scientists can measure the girth of that tree, and there are those trees that are at least 2,000 years old, some of them. So when you go there, and I encourage you to go there with us, it's so nice to sit underneath the tree that would be a witness to what Jesus said and where he prayed. And you and I get to read it in the Word of God today and rightly divide the Word. Now, go to Luke 21. It's the same passage. And but I like the way Luke says it when he answers their question, because he, in verse number 6, Luke 21, verse 6, "And as for these things which ye behold, the days will come in which there shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." And they asked him, saying, "Master, but when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when there will there be when these things shall come to pass? And he said, take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I'm Christ, and the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. But when ye shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass, but the end is not by and by. Verse 10. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Are you hearing that lately? See, they ask him a question, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming? That question, what shall be the sign of their coming, is in the Greek, it says, what shall be the sign of your parousia when you set up your kingdom upon the earth? So he's answering. Verse 11, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines, pestilence, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these things, they shall lay hands on you. Now remember, rightly dividing the word of truth. Who are they going to lay hands on? He's speaking to the disciples. You weren't standing there on the Mount of Olives that day. And they're going to persecute you and deliver up to a synagogue. Believe me, I promise you, you're not going to be delivered up to a synagogue. Again, rightly dividing the word of truth. To whom was he speaking? And into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Moving right along, let's go on down to verse number 20. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, the Romans came through Titus the emperor, the conqueror of Rome, Titus or Titus, however you want to pronounce it, about 40 years after this. So he's answering their question. Surrounded with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh. Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains, and let them which are in the midst of it depart out, and let them that are in the countries enter thereinto. There is filling and fulfilling of scripture, of prophecy. This was a filling of prophecy when Jerusalem was surrounded by Titus the Romans. The fulfilling of this is when the Antichrist comes also. Moving right along. Verse 22, for these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon who? Is that you?
No.
He's talking about the Jews. And when they shall fall by the edge of the sword, he's talking, and they shall be led away captive into all nations. So they were. The Jews were led captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. What's another name for the word Gentiles? Nations. Till the times of the nations be fulfilled. This is a real clue. Let's go to Daniel chapter 2. Hold your place in 21. Daniel chapter 2, when you get there, say glory. The times of the nations. What does that mean? Well, we're going to let the word of God say what it wants to say. Daniel chapter 2. Now, you remember that Nebuchadnezzar is the king of the Babylonian Empire. Daniel was taken captive from the Hebrew children and brought before the king. And the king had a dream. And he asked his wise men, for the interpretation, they could not. But oh, thank God, Daniel and his friends sought the Lord, and the answer came. And here we're going to read about it. It has to do with the times of the nations, the time of the Gentiles. So we'll begin reading with verse number 31. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. The image head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Oh, verse 34, thou sawest till is a time word. You may want to underline it, till. Remember, Jesus said, till the time of the nations be fulfilled. We're looking at this right now. Thou sawest till that a stone that was cut without hands. This means man had nothing to do with it. This stone represents the chief cornerstone from heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ setting up his earthly kingdom. Thou sawest till a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon its where? Feet. Notice the feet, not the head, the feet. Okay, that's important later. That were of iron and clay, and break them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold, broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer. Now you still have the summer threshing floor. Do you still have, now let's go flip back and forth in our Bibles, okay? You have Daniel 2. Now let's flip back over to Luke 21, okay? Have you got it still? We can go like this. See how I'm doing it right here? Okay, great. All right, now let's go back. Luke 21, verse number 30. Oh, let's begin with 29. Oh, let's begin with 27. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree. Joel chapter 1, verse 7, Israel is the fig tree. Notice when it says, watching for the coming of the Lord, it did not say, look for the church. Watch the church. When she's glorified, you know Jesus is coming. It never says that. I'll give you $1 million if you can find it. I'd have to borrow it from my husband. But it's not there. Jesus said, if you want to know when I'm coming, you behold Israel. Israel is God's timepiece on the earth right now to determine when Jesus is coming. Joel chapter 1 verse 7, that is the fig tree. You don't have to turn there. Then all the trees. These trees are trees of nations. You're not going to find United States of America listed in the nations to watch. It is a stretch. Why? We're the new kid on the block. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. She was not on the scene whenever Jesus was speaking to the disciples about watching the nations. She was not on the scene whenever Daniel was interpreting the dream to Nebuchadnezzar. These nations, as nations that are touching Jerusalem, we'll look at them in a minute, but let's look at verse number 30. When they now shoot forth these nations of prophecy, you see and know. Have you ever heard of Kenneth E. Hagin? He has a message called Seeing and Knowing. Well, this is the time for seeing and knowing.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 building dedication at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the home of Billy Brim Ministries. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. Visit our website archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. Looking for a home church and live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Or just want to visit the home base of Billy Brim Ministries? Come to a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have services at Sunday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Visit our website at agloriouschurch.net or give us a call at 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589.